listening to Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Hey, you know, it's that time again, the ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5, fifth annual Bracket Madness. It's presented by Bud Light, supported by Rudy's Barbecue. We're going to be giving away tons of prizes. Everything worth at least 50 bucks. Oh, did I tell you it's free? Hey, guys, it's free. Prizes include gift cards to Frankie's Italian Kitchen, Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, Chewy's, The Burger Joint. There'll be concert tickets and more. So go to ESPN975.com. Register now. Join us as we broadcast live on game days. Bracket Madness presented by Bud Light, America's favorite light lager. Now, you might remember we had this conversation a little over a week ago about how I was telling you guys that, you know, it's nearly a decade later. It's 9 years later since the collapse of CSN Houston. And now here the Astros are again. Last time the Astros were in the middle of, you know, three straight losing 100-game-plus seasons. And the Rockets weren't really very good either. And nobody wanted to pay to carry the Astros and the Rockets. Everybody wanted to try to lowball them and hammer them down and get them on the dirty dirt cheap. And Jim Crane wasn't having it. People were getting mad because it was coming out. Jim Crane was killing the deals. Nobody could watch team. They're ticked off. Jim Crane was made publicly enemy, run number one. And, well, then the court case came out, and in open court, the judge exonerated Jim Crane and said, yeah, these deals are garbage, and Jim Crane was right to reject them because he'd have lost money on every single one of those deals. And looked at the guys from Comcast and said, why did you even put this deal together? This was a loser. This was stupid. We were just trying to get the channel on TV. You'd have lost money. Guys are morons. I said, you know, this time, Jim Crane, well, he has the hammer because his team wins 100 games every year and they go to the ALCS every year and they've been to 4 of 6 World Series and won 2 of them. And they're one of the hottest properties, not just in Major League Baseball, one of the hottest properties in all sports. Now is the time for him to buy in on the cheap. Astros own their own RSN. And maybe because he's got a better relationship with Tillman Fertitta than he did with Les Alexander, maybe they partner up on that and, you know, divvy it up like 60-40 or whatever. But it was time for the Astros to buy their own network and no longer have to deal with, quote, network partners who were going to siphon off the amount of revenue that was coming in. Now the Astros could basically just keep it all for themselves. Well, fast forward a week and a half or so to today, and my old friend David Barron from the Houston Chronicle, well, formerly of the Houston Chronicle, now writing for the Chronicle as a retired member of the Chronicle. I guess we should call David Barron Chronicle Emeritus. David is a well-respected journalist who has, you know, been in the game for a very long time. And this is his end of the pool is, you know, the business side, the legal side, all that type of stuff. And he reported today that the Astros and the Rockets are negotiating to buy AT&T Sportsnet Southwest. Previous to my career as a sports radio host, I was also a prophet. And I will provide a $50 gift card to Kobo's Q for anybody who knows that reference. 713-780-3776. If you know the reference, previous to my career, I was also a prophet. If you know that reference, you've got a $50 card to give to Kobo's coming your way. All you have to do is call up and say what it is. First person to call up and get it right, tell me on the air, you win. I have a chance nobody is calling. That being said, according to David Barron, if the negotiations go as planned and the Astros and the Rockets do, in fact, buy AT&T Sportsnet Southwest, they will create a new business entity, which I would love it to be called like Star Sports. This way they would just flip off Dallas. Because, you know, Dallas, they, everything's the star, Cowboys helmet, the star, practice at the star, just giant double rods to Dallas, Star Sports, eat it. The whole bag. Love it. Not only do you have your own network, but you get to flip off Dallas at the same time. It's glorious. So they will create a new entity that will buy the property from Warner Brothers. Now, here are the important things. Unlike the last time they owned a network, CSN Houston, where the Astros owned like 42% of it and the Rockets owned like 28% of it and Comcast owned like 22% of it, right? This would be only the Astros and the Rockets, so no third party. And you already, unlike last time when they had carriage issues, you don't have any carriage issues because all your carriage contracts are in place. You're buying the network as is. So you have all the same employees, all the same on-air talent, all the equipment, the studios, and the contracts. The contracts meaning your deals with Comcast, your deals with AT&T Uverse, your deals with DirecTV, your deals with Fubo, your deals with whomever. You've got all of them. So you don't have to worry about, are the Astros not going to have coverage because the Astros, all the coverage they already have, they're going to keep. And perhaps instead of how AT&T Sportsnet refused to have an OTT application, refused to have your ability to just purchase the app a la carte, where instead of having to subscribe to the high-end sports package on cable or on satellite, instead of having to buy a Fubo, you could just pay your $15-$20 a month to their app the same way you would for, say, HBO Max. How you don't have to have a cable or a satellite subscription. You can just buy HBO Max, subscribe to the app. That's an OTT over-the-top platform. You could do the same thing with the Astros Rockets new network, so I don't have to buy all this stuff. I can just pay $20 a month, and bam, I've got all the Astros and Rockets I want. Screw everybody else. Please, baby Jesus, make it happen. Because that is the new wave. That is the next evolution of RSNs. And you're already seeing it with the higher-end team-owned RSNs, like YES, like NESN. You're already seeing it with these guys. It is the natural evolution. You're going to see people talk about, oh, well, you know, it's streaming doesn't make sense, the RSN network, because they're trying to compare streaming versus the RSN straight up like it's one or the other. It's not or, it's and. And this is what the small-minded people don't understand. It's and. You're going to keep the RSN model. You're still going to have cable and satellite and the internet providers, you know, who carry RSNs. And you're going to be able to buy it directly through. Because you know what? Put it for example. In the Astros' footprint, like their designated footprint for MLB, Comcast charges $11 for the regional sports package. Of that $11, AT&T Sportsnet Southwest gets $6. When you get outside that designated MLB footprint, they get less. Well, they get, you know, $6 when you subscribe on satellite. You get, you know, $6 when you subscribe on Fubo. You get $20 when you subscribe directly. Now you tell me, I'm not going to get rid of what's paying me $6 per person, whether they watch or not, but I'm going to add $20 to everybody who really wants what I have, because that's called smart frickin' business. It also means I'm getting rid of Fubo as soon as it happens, because I don't need to watch any more 20-year-old reruns of Law & Order. Okay? I have Paramount and Peacock. I can watch that stuff anytime I want. It's on Netflix if I want to watch it there. I don't also need it on Fubo. All right. Jason, you're on Late Hits. I understand you know the reference.
I hope so. Was it Jesus Built My Hot Rod?
It is Jesus Built My Hot Rod. Yes.
Awesome.
That is awesome. Jason, stay on the line so that Jay Chevy can get your info. Have him get your name and address and phone number and email address. And I'm going to send you a $50 gift card to Kobo's Q.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you.
Make sure you go. Make sure when you go in there, tell Raul I said hi. You're going to get some great food of that because you knew Jesus Built My Hot Rod. I love that. Man, the listeners to this show make this the best freaking job in the world. I swear to God. You guys are awesome. Every time I think, you always surprise me with something, which is cool as hell. I am quite happy that somebody knew a Ministry song. Now I'll have to check the Twitch and the text and see if anybody got it prior to 8:11. But that is awesome. Very happy. That literally made my day. Because you know who doesn't know Jesus Built My Hot Rod? Anybody on the Wheelhouse. None of those guys know anything about Ministry. Or really anything about good music at all. But that's okay. We're gonna have some fun. That's okay. Now, I feel good that I don't have to worry about not being able to watch the Astros because my understanding is AT&T Sportsnet is still going to carry all the games. The Astros might not get all their rights fees, which is reportedly $78 million in total. Probably not going to get all their rights fees, but we're going to get to see all the games. And once the Astros and the Rockets buy out the network, they no longer have to share the money with Warner Brothers Discovery. That's gone. Now they just get to keep it for themselves. So you figure they'll probably keep all their own. They'll probably keep the sales staff that exists. They might add a few more people to it. And they'll just work on getting their sales up. And hey, now I no longer have to, I don't have to worry about a third company that has a CEO with a, you know, $40 million salary and a board full of guys making $10+ million and a bunch of high-paid execs making $1 million each, and they have their own stockholders, so they've got to show a profit because they got to make the stockholders happy. I don't worry about any crap anymore. Now it's just Jim Crane and Tilden Martinez saying, you got yours and I got mine. So it might be a short-term hurt, but it's going to be a long-term love. And I'm actually pretty excited about the opportunity, this new venture that we're going to get. And I'm happy that for the Astros and really for Jim Crane, because Tillman wasn't really a part of this back then, but for Jim Crane, who was dragged through the mud, for Jim Crane, whose name was sullied and basically down there with dirt and below dirt because he was, quote, to blame for the Astros not being on TV, to then be exonerated in court, to get his settlement for the misrepresentation of value, because that was value, that network was valued at $700 million when Jim Crane bought the team and the network. And it was valued at $22 million when they went to bankruptcy. That's not an oops. That's falling down an empty elevator shaft. I am kind of happy to see karma come full circle. And now Jim Crane getting to buy the network on the cheapy cheap. Because, well, they screwed up. You know, the network guys screwed up. The guys who bought CSN Houston for a whopping $5,000. And now they screwed it up. And Jim Crane will get to go in there and swing the hammer. And maybe we'll actually get more than just game programming. Maybe we'll get more stuff. Maybe we'll get some inside Rockets or inside Astros programming. We'll get to see some minor league stuff. We'll get to see some behind-the-scenes stuff. CSN Houston was nominated for like 16 Emmys the year they went into bankruptcy. The programming used to be good. I hope we get something like that again. Coming up next, we get into your Houston Texans, their offseason, what they've been doing so far. Before we hit the break, I've got to tell you about our friends at MyBookie. The madness is here. Let the madness make you money. Sign up. Get your money with MyBookie. Yeah, getting started is easy. Just go to MyBookie. Use promo code BET975. Get a deposit bonus up to $1,000. They're going to match your initial deposit up to 50%. Get that extra funds now. Use it to win more money. Plus, for a limited time, you have a chance to claim a free entry into the $150,000 MyBookie Madness Bracket Contest. You get a chance for free to win some big money. Want to fill out multiple brackets? Price of entry is less than an Uber. Go get that big money. Easy to bet. It's easy to win when you're at MyBookie. So go to MyBookie.ag. Use promo code BET975 for the ultimate sports betting experience. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Christo Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Congrats to Jason. He's getting a $50 card to Kobo's because he knew Jesus built my hot rod. Now, I'm not going to tell my wife I threw 50 bucks away, but I'm glad I'm making somebody's night because he made mine. You know what else was really cool? When Dr. Ben Salento took away a lot of the problems that I had so that I could, you know, enjoy life and not always be sick and unable to breathe. I had a sinus infection every other month for over 20 years. Lived on antibiotics. Been through over a half dozen doctors through two different states. Nobody ever cared to try to figure out why. Just here's some more antibiotics. Here's some more antibiotics. I met Dr. Ben about 3.5 years ago. Told him about what was going on. He said, let's take a look inside your head. I didn't have to go to another doctor or set up an appointment. I went three doors down the hall and made a left. It took 5 minutes. Dr. Ben put the results up on the board. Turned out I had staph infection in my sinuses. They had to be surgically removed. It was highly resistant to antibiotics. Well, they did that. My sinus cavity was just all damaged and inflamed and closed up, tons of dead and damaged tissue. And well, they did a balloon sinuplasty and they fixed all of that, opened up my airways and I could breathe. Turned out I had a deviated septum. Didn't even know I had one, but they fixed it. And here I am 3.5 years later, haven't had a sinus infection, not one. It's the longest period of my life that I can recall not having a sinus infection. Don't even get sinus headaches. You guys look outside when you get up in the morning and your car is covered in all that yellow junk. I'm not sneezing and congested and, you know, can't breathe. I don't have that problem. Why? Well, Dr. Ben. Turns out now that my airways are open, I don't snore anymore either. My airways are not obstructed at night. So the chainsaw is turned off. I sleep through the night. Also, the wife sleeps through the night. The kids sleep through the night. The dog sleeps through the night. The neighbors sleep through the night. Why? The chainsaw is off. I never realized how dangerous snoring can be when you're really bad and it gets like an apnea type of condition. You don't have to live like that, though. All you have to do is call Dr. Ben Salento. 346-413-9313. 346-413-9313. Go to TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. TexasSinusAndSnoring.com. Let him do for you what he's done for me, what he's done for dozens of late hitters, what he's done for thousands of Houstonians, and that is help you break the cycle and breathe. Tell him I sent you by. Now, I know yesterday, you know, Joel and I were talking about how many people seem to be very, very upset the Texans didn't run out and splurge a whole ton of money on like one big name player because, well, they're not one player away. You know, no one player was coming in here and, you know, turning them into a 12-win team. Not even, you know, Aaron Q. Rodgers. It wasn't happening. And for those of you wondering, because I said the other day, I said I was very impressed. The chair was not wet. You know, Jake Asman and I usually share the same chair. And I was concerned. chair might not be dry because Jake could be a little too excited all day long. Well, I didn't take that chance. I got a different chair. I decided to swap out chairs just in case. And listening to The Wheelhouse today, Jake was highly excited. And, you know, as a Jet fan, you got to remember, the last time the Jets won anything, Jake wasn't born yet. Hell, the last time the Jets won anything, I think Jake's dad might not have been a teenager. I mean, it's been a minute. Super Bowl III was a long time ago. Since then, there's been a lot of pain. The Jets have been the J-E-S-T. Fireman Ed even quit on the team before rejoining. When your number one super fan quits on your team, you know things are bad. That's worse than when Marlin Man quit on the Marlins. But things are not so dire for the Houston Texans. You look at some of the moves they've made. Well, they made a deal. They acquired Shaq Mason. He's going to be the new right guard. He's certainly an upgrade over A.J. Cann. A.J. Cann, solid run blocker, turnstile in pass protection. Shaq Mason, much better. They acquired Sheldon Rankins today. They signed him 1 year, $10.5 million. That's a real good sign. Sheldon Rankins is a hell of a player. I get it, he's not an all-pro, but he is a very good player. And he's going to make a huge difference for them in the middle of the defensive line. Right? Two of the most important things that they needed to do, if they needed quarterback, they needed interior offensive line, interior defensive line. Well, they've addressed interior offensive line. They've addressed interior defensive line. Sheldon Rankins, a defensive tackle who can clog the middle, stop the run, push the pocket forward, you know, be a disruptor in the passing game. Sheldon Rankins will play. They added Noah Brown, who got off to a hot start with the Dallas Cowboys last year. First four games was really good. Jerry Jones didn't even know his name but said he was good. Well, you know, it's Jerry. He might have been, you know, tipping the nose candy a little bit. Said, it's on my bucket list. I want to be on Jerry Jones' bus. I don't want to participate. I just want to watch. I want to see just how much cocaine is actually on the bus. And how many, I don't want to use the word prostitutes, but let's say how many Instagram models Jerry rolls in the cocaine and then does the blow off their bodies. I want to know how many, like, before the cocaine runs out. How many can you roll on the coke? Because I feel like Jerry Jones, to be as old as he is and live the lifestyle, that dude's got tiger blood. Him and Charlie Sheen, they got the tiger blood. Because regular people can't do a brick of coke and live. But they could. So I want to see. It's one of those things like, there's no way that you could believe this is real until you finally see it. Like, holy cow, this is real. I got a ton of respect for Jerry Jones because, like, I couldn't do a brick of coke now. Jerry's got to be like 30 years older than me. I certainly can't, you know, drink the, you know, whole handle that he's going to take down. I couldn't do that either. So maybe Jerry Jones is an alien. That's okay. I have nothing against aliens. I like aliens. I think aliens are misrepresented. I think aliens probably need more love. They're not here to hurt us. They're just here to give us better technology and clean water. Stop hurting them. But, you know, so far, the moves the Texans have made, and they haven't made, you know, big, giant, killer moves, but what they've made are smart moves. Because they need so much help all up and down the roster. Rather than blow all their money on one or two guys, they're spreading it around. They're making their roster deeper, knowing we're going to add 11 guys in the draft to also help us. Oh, and then we're going to sign like 12 undrafted rookie free agents as well. So other stuff that the Texans have done. They're bringing back Tavier Thomas to come back. He was pretty good for them last year. He played 10 games. He was a really good slot corner for the last 2 years. Earned a 75 grade from Pro Football Focus. And, you know, it's always good when you see a corner getting a good grade from them, because you never know, is there like a smart person grading them, or is some 19-year-old kid from Germany who's never watched a football game grading them based on like some kind of metric or something. Denzel Perryman, who was a Pro Bowler back in 2021, played 12 games last year before he got hurt. Still considered one of the better linebackers in the league. Going to meet with the Texans on Thursday. Kyle Allen, not coming back. In fact, Kyle Allen going to back up Josh Allen in Buffalo. They're going to have all the Allens. And
you can have him.
Anybody who sucks so bad that they made Davis Mills look good is not a guy that I want on my team. I mean, it takes a special talent to suck so much. Fans who were screaming, get Davis Mills out of there, are now screaming, get him back! Get him back! And the best part about it was Kyle Allen actually got worse with each game he played. Listen, that is a skill. You didn't wake up and suck like that. You had to work at it. Congratulations, Kyle Allen. Enjoy the cold. Mario Addison, well, we appreciated your time and your service, but he will not be back as the Texans decide to save the $3.5 million on the cap to release him. Tre'Lon Smith, punt returner, kick returner. Well, he's going to Denver. I like Tre'Lon Smith. Wish him the best. He got like 2 years and $5.5 million bucks. So, you know, wish the best for him. The Las Vegas Raiders signed Philip Dorsett. You can have him. Eric Murray gets a restructured deal, so he'll stick around. Derek Rivers will stick around on a one-year deal. And, you know, Aaron Wilson did report that the idea of a Laremy Tunsil being traded, they're not just rumors. Now, we did see that the Chiefs did bring in another tackle who they think they can move to left tackle. But we'll see. Look, there's a lot of teams that need a left tackle. And ideally, you're looking at better teams, because teams that aren't that good aren't going to lay out the draft capital and then lay out the contract money to go get a high-end left tackle. It doesn't make sense. If you're not going to be good, you don't need to pay those guys. But teams that have, you know, some expectations or some hope, those teams are going to be willing to trade for a left tackle. And there's plenty of teams that need a left tackle. One of those teams would be the Houston Texans if they moved on from Laremy Tunsil. And I could see if they traded Laremy Tunsil, you'd at least get a first-round pick. Maybe you could get a 1 and a 3, but you'd at least get a 1. Can always use that one to draft his replacement. Or the fact that your first pick in the second round is going to be the 33rd pick overall, you could probably use that one to draft. You would essentially have 4 picks in the top 33. You could get a tackle. And that tackle would then be on the same timeline as your quarterback, Bryce Young, your running back, whatever wide receiver you draft, probably a 12. All your guys now kind of get on the same timeline, which is important. You know, you think Laremy Tunsil is going to be 33 years old by the time this team is ready to really start to contend. So I wouldn't have, look, I was an advocate for trading him last year. and get more picks. But if you're going to trade them before the draft. Get the pick now. Don't wait another year. The longer you push the pick off, the less value it has. So get the pick now. I don't have an issue with it. Titus Howard can play left tackle. You know, so I'm not worried about it from that point of view. They trade them, they keep them. If you're going to trade them, but trade them before the draft. All right, coming up next, this guy is so freaking full of it. Late hits.
ESPN. 97.5.
This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
At this point, as I sit here, you know, I think since Friday, I made it clear that my intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets. And I haven't been holding anything up at this point. It's been compensation that the Packers are trying to get for me and kind of digging their heels in.
That was Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show today, claiming that it's not my fault that I'm not a Jet right now. It's the Packers trying to hold the Jets hostage. It's not the laundry list of players I told the Jets to go get to prove they were worthy of me. And Aaron Rodgers is so full of it. It is amazing to me that he can just look in the camera with that straight face and just lie his ass off. That dude plays fast and loose with the truth like he's Tucker Carlson. Facts don't matter. I mean, hell, Tucker Carlson went to court and defended himself against slander, libel, and misinformation when his defense was, of course I don't tell the truth on my show. I never tell the truth on my show. And everybody who watches my show knows I don't tell the truth. In fact, if you're watching my show, you know the whole thing is just for entertainment purposes only. And he actually won his defense. So it's not the guy's, not that I'm calling him a liar. He admitted he's a liar. I'm just reiterating his own statement. That being said, Aaron Rodgers trying to deny that he gave the Jets a laundry list of players. Hey, you got to go get these guys. He's so full of crap. He then tried to use the excuse, well, listen, I didn't tell them to go get those guys. All they did is, like any smart organization would do, is they were looking for background on guys who were my teammates, and they called me to ask. No, they freaking didn't. You know why? Because you're under contract. They can't call you. That's called tampering. Aaron Rodgers, bold-faced lie to the whole damn universe, and Pat McAfee, look, I love Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee is funny. Pat McAfee is entertaining. Pat McAfee panders his damn ass off. At the end of that show, he gave a 2.5-minute verbal fellatio to Aaron Rodgers. Thank you so much for being here, man. We really love you. You're the best. Putting up the horn. Like, dude, let's not pretend Pat McAfee's a journalist. He's not. Okay, this was the boys' club hanging out together and telling their own nonsense of stories. It was the boys' club. Aaron Rodgers, I told Adam Schefter, lose my number. Diana Rossini, I think that's her name, acting like a jerk to Adam Schefter, who I have absolutely no love for, because Adam Schefter's a snake and a half, too. You know, having Bruce Allen, the former president in Washington, write his tweets and stories for him. Because Adam Schefter is bought and paid for by every damn team in the league. He can go eat a bag. But pretending you don't know Diana Rossini's name, you just come off as a sexist, a narcissist, and a jackwad. That's it. You're a lying sack. Nobody knows what I'm doing. Yeah, except you're telling me, as narcissistic as Aaron Rodgers is, he wouldn't have his guys in his circle leak things out just so that he could turn around and say, oh, that's not true. The only person who knows anything is me. Because that's totally a Rodgers move. The guy's a massive control freak. Now, here, you know what? Just play the one about Hackett. The one about you know, Hackett's one of the reasons he wanted to go to the Jets. There was McAfee told him, well, you know, there's a narrative that says, you know, the Jets got Hackett to recruit you. And then Aaron Rodgers proceeds to say, oh, that's not true. That's not why they got him. And then after he debunks the narrative, then proceeds to say a whole bunch of reasons that explain that narrative is 100% true. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
There's, you know, a lot of reasons why, you know, the Jets are attractive. But, you know, there's one coach who's been as much to me as any coach I've ever had, and he happens to be the coordinator there. So
I'm not going there because of Paul Hackett. That's not true. Then follows it up with, well, you know, it's a really big reason why I'm going there. Dude, you're talking at both sides of your face. You're so full of crap. There is nothing this dude says that's true. He contradicts himself every 3 minutes. You know, the whole, I'm so big and bad, I told Adam Schefter to go to hell. Nobody cares about Adam Schefter. Other than the fact that you think it's cool you told him to tick off. Well, it just makes you a jerk too. You know, this isn't Aaron Rodgers standing up to the media. This is Aaron Rodgers showing the media and the world how he treats his own family normally. You want to know why Aaron Rodgers is estranged from his whole family? He's a jackass. And he shows it every damn time he opens his mouth. He just happens to be really good at playing football. That's all. He's good at playing football. He's a jackass. Here's some more from Aaron Rodgers. Play the last clip, Josh.
Now, when I came out of the darkness, something changed. I'm not exactly sure what that was, but something changed. And I got back to my phone after 5 days off of it, you know, because your phone's not on the entire time. There's no Wi-Fi on that, you know, hippie mountain. And when I got back to that little shack they have where there's a, you know, one bar of Wi-Fi, and got back to the, you know, hundreds of text messages and emails and all different things, I realized that there'd been a little bit of a shift.
Blah, 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 blah. Dude, shut the hell up. You did not suddenly have this revelation, this epiphany, that, you know what, I'm not going to retire. I'm going to play for the Jets. You always knew you were playing for the Jets because you wanted the hell out of Green Bay. They want to be rid of you. And you realized the Jets are so freaking desperate. You could bully them to get them to do anything you want, and you freaking love the power. You love being able to bully the Jets because, well, the Packers didn't like it when you tried to bully them. Now, this idea that he's never, you know, asked the Jets for players. The whole reason why Randall Cobb got traded from the Houston Texans to the Green Bay Packers is because Aaron Rodgers said, go get my buddy Randall Cobb, or I'm not going to be happy. He stomped his feet and he held his breath until they gave him Randall Cobb. And really did the Texans a solid in the process and getting out of that damn contract. And now what happened? Oh, Randall Cobb to the Jets? What? No. What? He's so full of crap. And he shows just how much of a narcissist and just how full of crap he is every time he opens his mouth. And McAfee, you know, for the numbers, that's not for the brand, it's for the numbers. McAfee enables him. The fact that McAfee did not call him out on his BS when he said, oh, they were just calling me about asking about former teammates and didn't say, dude, that's tampering. And like nothing, that the whole concept of tampering went over the head of Aaron Rodgers, Pat McAfee, and AJ Hawk. Three guys who all played the league. None of them understood the concept of tampering. My ass. They love the lies because it's good for views. And more people are watching my show because Aaron Rodgers is on. Who cares if he lies his ass off? Just let him do his thing. Give me my clicks, baby. Give me my clicks. Late hits.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is Late Hits on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Presented by Dr. Jennifer Joseph, Get Physical RX, and by Dr. Krista Reyes, Texas Sinus and Snoring Audiology. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
We went through a lot of tests, doing a lot of rehab, practicing, you know, not all the way 100%, but, you know, I'm doing in a couple drills, in a couple little scrimmages here and there. So, it'll be a real game-time decision. Like, go out there, warm up hard, see how I feel, and then I'll let them know if I can go or not.
That's Marcus Sasser of the Cougs. He's going to be a game-time decision Thursday night when the Cougs take on the Northern Kentucky Norse. Not the Norsemen, the Norse. The Norse finished third in the regular season in the Horizon League. And the Cougs are 18-point favorites over the Norse. And if you go to ESPN.com and you look at their matchup predictor, it gives you a percentage chance to win. The Norse are given a 2% chance. 2% chance to beat the Cougs Thursday night in those of us in reality call the opening round of the field of 64, the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Here's Marcus Sasser again explaining, you know, what his injury is and what he's limited doing.
I can, you know, like sprint. I can do everything vertical, like with no pain, but it's just, you know, the hard cuts, the defensive slides, the jumping, the exploding off my leg. That's kind of where the pain comes from. But like I said, from Sunday to today, you know, I can feel it getting better, like when I'm exploding, the sliding, or jumping.
Knowing it can be tricky, is it a little scary?
Yeah, that's the scary part, you know, about making the decision about going. Holding out, you know, that's the scary part because I don't want to make it worse and have to, you know, hold out even longer. So just got to be prayed up and, you know, try to make the right decision.
So here you
had audio, of course, courtesy of our good friend Mark Berman, Fox 26. Look, I don't even think Marcus Sasser needs to play for them to beat Northern Kentucky, which, of course, would lead into their second round matchup against either Auburn, who is seventh in the SEC, or Iowa, who was seventh in the Big Ten. I don't know that I'd play Marcus Sasser on Thursday because I don't think I need him. I think I'd rather let Marcus Sasser take some time off and have a little extra time to heal before Saturday in the round of 32. Doesn't mean I won't dress him. I'd dress him. And, you know, if you go to halftime and you're stinking or you're struggling, maybe you let Sasser come in and play in the second half a little bit if you feel like you need him to win. But I don't think they need him to win. Not against Northern Kentucky. Sasser or no Sasser, they should win that game by double digits. Even without Sasser, that defense should just do terrible things to the Norse, who will probably turn it over a bunch of times. So, yeah, I feel like I'd be leaning towards I'll dress you, but I'm probably not going to play you unless I really have to in the second half. Because I'd rather not run the risk of Sasser drives the lane, steps on a guy's foot, and then re-aggravates. Yeah, I don't need him getting injured in a game that they should win anyway. And then not being able to play on Saturday in a game where you more likely need him. And then he's got to recover from what essentially becomes a new injury in the next 5 days. If I can give him essentially a week off before he plays and then give him another 5 days off before he plays again, I think that is more of the best case scenario for them. They need Marcus Sasser if they're going to fulfill their goals of winning an NCAA tournament. If they want to be champs, they need Marcus Sasser. And you're going to have to be judicious about how you use him, especially early. And hope that, hey, you know what, if I can get through this opening weekend and only play him one game on Saturday, and then he's got, you know, 5 days off, and then we can get to the two games without him getting hurt. By the time we get to that third weekend, he should probably be pretty healed up. That's, you know, that's kind of where it is. Because you know what, that second weekend, you're talking about a potential Elite Eight matchup with the Longhorns. And you want Marcus Sasser on the court. You want to send the Longhorns packing. If you're UH, you want to send the Longhorns packing. And one of the things I really like about this bracket is the fact that in the round of 32, we could get Texas versus Texas A&M, which I love the rivalry game. I think A&M is underseeded. You know, they went to the SEC final. And, you know, for a team that got to the finals of the SEC tournament, they're a 7? I think they might be a little underseeded. I thought A&M would be more like a 5. But they're a 7. They're probably going to get UT in the second round. And that's a great game to watch. That's a great rivalry game. And then in order to get out of the bracket, the winner of that game ultimately would have to go out and play UH. That's a great bracket for Houston, you know, for College Station, for Austin, for Texas as a whole. I mean, this is such a cool bracket. I love that they got to play each other to get out. It means like we're almost guaranteed to get at least one rivalry game. Because I do like A&M to win against in their first round. I like A&M to win and then play UT. And that's going to be a fun game to watch. All the rivalry, all the juice, it all comes out, man. I love it. All right. Our idiot of the day. Listen to this absolute insanity. A man in Illinois has filed a class action lawsuit against Buffalo Wild Wings for deceptive business practices, claiming their boneless wings are really just chicken nuggets. Ayman Haleem, A-I-M-E-N. I've never seen Ayman spelt that way before. Ayman Haleem, who lives in Chicago, filed this lawsuit of false and deceptive marketing mainly because this man is a colossal idiot. Further proof that you could sue anybody in this country and don't really need a reason, that frivolous lawsuits are no big deal, just waste the people's money. This jackass is trying to ruin boneless wings for America. Now, he might be American, but I say we deport him. Somewhere where, like, nobody lives, where it's very harsh. Let's just deport him to the Arctic Circle, in the middle of nowhere, with only a loincloth, and see how long he lives. because this bad person is trying to take away the joy and the goodness of boneless wings. May you die a painful, painful death, you horrible, selfish, miserable person. A pox on you. It's going to do it for us for tonight. Appreciate our callers, texters, tweeters, twitchers. My man Jay Chevy on the other side of the glass. We're back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We'll be on as the tournament is rolling. We'll have lots of fun. See you tomorrow night. H-Town!
ESPN 97.5.